was interested in science, I'd say, from quite a young age. I first got really interested in science during middle school and high school. I was really lucky to go to a high school that had a strong science program. So I was able to take chemistry and physics and biology and, you know, the different maths. And I was even had the opportunity to join a robotics club where we would build robots to complete various challenges. Like the robots were supposed to follow a line or like go in different directions, go through a maze. So that was really interesting to like get exposure to not just, you know, biology or chemistry, but also physics and mathematics and engineering. And I was, since I was interested in science at such a young age, my parents throughout my entire education, they were really supportive and they encouraged me to join these science classes and these robotics clubs. And then when it was time for me to decide what to do after high school, they encouraged me to pursue it in my undergraduate. And when I joined the University of Toronto, I first sort of just entered into the general life science program, only later on sort of specifying that I wanted to study genetics and microbiology. When I joined the Women's College Research Institute as a research student, it was a really great experience because it allowed me to gain this kind of really valuable firsthand experience in what medical research looks like at hospitals and with scientists, as well as to explore this career opportunity and see what it was like to actually be a scientist and pursue that career.